Okay, nothing heard. So let's move back to the preamble and go to this WQRR 330. I need to get that filled in there. Let's go to Kimber for the AIB. Kimber, are you there?
Yeah, Ron, I am here. This is WRKV 487. I'll go over to the intelligence brief. I did check in 598B, and the 365 collect, you already got that one. And thank you. Welcome to Crystal, WSKC 543. That's awesome. All right, let me go over to the AIB, and then I'll hand it back to Ron to finish things out. Stand by. All right, please keep in mind that the intelligence brief comes out on Monday. So this is almost a week old. Tomorrow it'll be a week old. Monday, September 22nd, 2025. Precedence is routine. Current MCON level is 4. The first source is TASS. And the rating is B1, which means usually reliable, confirmed by other sources. Says military, not words, in response to threats. In a recent Russian Security Council meeting, Putin warned, quote, I want to stress that Russia is capable of responding to any existing or emerging threats, and no one should have any doubts about this. We will not respond with words, but with military and technical measures, unquote. As an example, the head of state cited that Russian authorities' decision to abandon the moratorium on deploying ground-launched intermediate-range and shorter-range missiles. Stand by. The next source is Cloud SEK. The rating is F2, which means probably true and consistent with other news sources, but it is not confirmed and there is no basis for judgment. It states, China links counterfeit ID op across North America. CloudSec strike team uncovered a China-linked network selling counterfeit U.S. and Canadian driver's license IDs and social security cards via 83-plus domains. Controlled human intelligence traced the threat actor's exact geolocation and facial imagery to China. Backed by Shell e-commerce front, social media ads, and covert shipping, the operation poses severe risks, potentially enabling fraud, trafficking, SIM swaps, and ultimately threatening U.S. national security while offering actionable intelligence for disruption. The next source is TrueWire. The rating is F2, which means the same as above. It's probably true and consistent with other news sources, but it's not confirmed and there's no basis for judgment. It says, posters announcing bounty for Vice President Vance in Seattle. Printed posters in the Seattle area resembling an Ace of Spades playing card featured photo of J.D. Vance. A set of crosshairs over his face with the message, Wanted J.D. Vance and reward $1 million. If you see or hear this kind of activity in your community, report it to authorities. For more information on source rating, visit Amron.com main page and read the article labeled Intelligence Rating Sources, Source and Information Reliability Matrix, which is intelligence. Thank you. That's the end of message. Back to you, Ron.